Imagine holding in your palm all the platinum ever mined in human history. It would barely fill an average swimming pool. Yet without this and other rare metals, the smartphone in your pocket would be useless. Electric vehicles would remain science fiction, and modern medicine would lack critical diagnostic tools. These scarce elements, often tucked away in the bottom rows of the periodic table, have silently become the backbone of our technological civilization. While we recognize gold and silver, few appreciate how elements like tantalum, neodymium, and europium have transformed our lives. Their extreme rarity, measured in parts per billion, stems from their iron-loving nature, causing them to sink toward Earth's core over billions of years. The result? A technological paradox where our most advanced innovations depend on elements we can barely access. The journey from rock to refined metal explains these elements' preciousness. Unlike naturally pure gold, most rare metals exist in complex mineral compounds requiring intensive extraction. Tantalum, once used in light bulb filaments, now appears in virtually every smartphone, its properties enabling miniaturized capacitors and pocket-sized computing. Europium creates vivid reds in television displays, while neodymium powers permanent magnets in headphones and electric vehicles. Our valuation of metals has dramatically shifted throughout history. In 14th century BCE Egypt, gold was more plentiful than dirt. Later, Musa I of Mali's pilgrimage to Mecca with thousands of gold-carrying slaves inadvertently crashed regional economies for a decade through sudden oversupply. Today, once worthless metals have become strategically vital, while others remain undiscovered, waiting for technology to reveal their potential. Have you ever wondered why international tensions flare over seemingly obscure mining rights? The answer lies in China's overwhelming 96% control of rare earth production, a dominance exceeding even Saudi Arabia's grip on oil markets. This wasn't accidental. While America once led through California's Mountain Pass mine, China executed a decades-long strategy, combining geological advantage with strategic investment and looser environmental regulations. The Bayan Obo mining district in Inner Mongolia produces approximately 70% of the world's light rare earths from 400 million-year-old deposits. With an estimated 48 million tons of rare earth oxides, it represents the largest known concentration globally. This imbalance has profound implications. When China briefly restricted exports during a 2010 territorial dispute with Japan, prices surged up to 4,000%, shocking global technology markets. These elements aren't merely economic assets, but national security priorities. The U.S. Department of Defense considers high-purity beryllium essential for defense needs during a protracted conflict, while elements like dysprosium are critical for precision-guided weapons. As nations increasingly view these metals as strategic assets, their control has become as politically charged as oil was in the 20th century. Behind every sleek smartphone and electric car lies a troubling reality: the human and environmental cost of our rare metal dependency. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the extraction of tantalum, tungsten, and tin has fueled conflicts claiming over 5 million lives. In Accra, Ghana, and Guiyu, China, young workers scavenge through mountains of electronic waste shipped from wealthy nations, working 12, 14-hour days with minimal protection. Using crude tools like clay kilns and stone bowls heated over campfires, they extract metals from discarded electronics, releasing toxic fumes in the process. The environmental impact is devastating. Contaminated soil and water have made Guiyu's drinking water unusable. Health consequences include elevated blood lead levels in children, decreased IQ, respiratory diseases, and increased miscarriages. Once fertile rice fields become contaminated, creating greater dependency on toxic recycling work. This reality forces uncomfortable questions. Is the latest smartphone upgrade worth its human cost? Can we continue consuming electronics at our current pace? The metals enabling our digital lives connect us to conflicts and environmental degradation half a world away, whether we acknowledge these connections or not. Afghanistan, typically portrayed as merely a battleground, harbors mineral wealth that could transform its future. A 2010 Pentagon report revealed deposits valued at $1 trillion, with Chinese and Indian estimates placing the figure closer to $3 trillion. This treasure includes significant rare earth concentrations that could potentially break China's near monopoly. This knowledge wasn't new. Afghan geologists documented these deposits decades ago, and Soviet experts collected extensive data during their 1980s occupation. Yet, without proper infrastructure and governance, Afghanistan risks falling into the resource curse that has plagued mineral-rich African nations. The Ministry of Mines struggles with corruption accusations and questionable contract awards, highlighting how geological fortune alone doesn't guarantee prosperity. Surprising sources of rare metals also exist in our everyday lives. Each smartphone contains approximately 40 milligrams of tantalum, individually insignificant, but collectively representing a substantial urban mine across billions of devices. As geological deposits become depleted or politically inaccessible, recovery from electronic waste could create a semi-renewable resource stream, reducing environmental impact and decreasing dependence on politically volatile supply chains. As Earth's accessible metal deposits dwindle, space offers promising alternatives. Astronomers have identified over 600,000 near-Earth asteroids, with some, like 4034 Vishnu, potentially containing trillions in materials. These asteroids come in three main types: S-type, stony; C-type, carbon-rich; and M-type, metallic with iron, nickel, and cobalt. Japan's Hayabusa mission in 2003 pioneered unmanned asteroid exploration using ion drive engines to reach asteroid 25143 Itokawa. While sample collection was difficult, it proved asteroid exploration feasible. Future astrominers will likely begin with near-Earth asteroids despite their lower resource quality before venturing deeper into space. Space mining's legal framework remains unresolved. The 1979 UN agreement governing activities on celestial bodies attempted to establish joint claim rights, but only 19 countries signed it, excluding China, Russia, and the United States. This regulatory gap creates both opportunity and potential conflict as commercial ventures advance. Space resources could transform Earth's economy. Platinum group metals that cost thousands per ounce on Earth might become relatively abundant through asteroid mining, potentially revolutionizing industries from electronics to catalytic converters while disrupting traditional mining economics. We stand at a critical inflection point with rare metals. Unlike previous generations who discovered new elements for technological revolutions, we've reached the practical limits of our periodic table. Newly synthesized elements are too unstable. Our future advancement depends not on discovering new metals, but on ingeniously using what already exists. This reality presents difficult choices. Will we squander progress through unsustainable consumption? Will we pursue environmentally destructive or conflict-driven acquisition? Or can we develop peaceful, sustainable approaches to extend our metal resources? The answers will shape both our technological future and ethical standing. Perhaps the true measure of advancement isn't how many rare metals we extract, but how wisely we steward these finite resources. These elements, forged in distant stars billions of years ago, are limited. How we use what remains will determine whether our technological society proves fleeting or enduring. The choice belongs to all who benefit from these invisible elements that have silently shaped our world.